Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nutty Bites, Dog Days of Podcasting, episode 17. So by now, some of you may have seen posts on social media, and you may know what the bad news I got yesterday was. I'm going to try and not cry. I'm going to try to be good. I like only putting positive things out there into the podcast, and I try to be positive as much as I can, but sometimes things suck. Back in July, I found out one of my really good friends in the podcasting world had cancer, and it was a shock because, you know, he was healthy, he was fine, everything was good, and and he was getting treatment and tests and second opinions and things. And well, yesterday I got a call from one of my co-hosts who's down there with him and is not fine. Things are not good. I'm talking about P.G. Holyfield, author of Murder at Avedon Hill, author of many other stories, writer, podcaster, blogger, all around awesome guy, gives great hugs. He's also the producer and co-host for one of my other podcasts, Beyond the Wall. It's actually specficmedia.com presents Beyond the Wall, a Game of Thrones podcast, which is a spoiler-free podcast about the show Game of Thrones. Everybody but Chooch has read the books, and Chooch is our newbie. And we've been doing that podcast for the last 4 years. As of last year, he and Chooch and Viv and Christiana wanted to continue podcasting weekly, and they've started their own podcast, Consumption, which is all about spec fic and awesomeness. And he also does, I believe he did 2 years of a podcast called Living NaNoWriMo. That was great too. Lots of great ideas, lots of fun. So in the last 4 years, obviously we got a lot closer. As much fun as it is, podcasting every week during the show with them, I can't do a weekly podcast, and, you know, obviously they can. So that's great. But I look forward to that every year. And you know what? Balticon every year, what we do is we all get together and we watch the latest episode, and it's like the only time during Balticon that you don't have to share people, and that I've always looked forward to. Anyway, so Chooch and Viv are down there helping out, but yeah, it took a turn for the worst, and he's being transferred, or should be transferred by now, to hospice at home, which means it's not very good. So basically, I'm just praying for peace and for his family and for everyone involved. But it hit me, to say it hits you like a ton of bricks is. No, it's more like it hits you like a spear through the chest, because I have had this aching hole in my chest for the past 2 days. And I've dealt with a lot of death in my life, a lot of death. But often death is surrounded by age and someone suffering for a long time, you know, and it doesn't make it easier, but at the same time, you can understand it, you know, and you can put it into a certain place in your head. You can file it away and say, well, at least they're not in pain anymore. At least, you know, this, or, you know, like when my first grandmother passed, it's like, oh, she can be with my grandfather now. And my second grandmother, you know, she passed this year, and it was hard. But it's not the same. Finding out that Patrick is sick. Finding out that he was sick was a blow. And I didn't know what to do. But, you know, support and love him and everything. Finding out that in the last 2 weeks, he went from being perfectly healthy to this is, it hit me as hard as when I found out my brother had passed. It hit me. And I'm just still reacting, still dealing. I had to be quiet about it for a while, because the last thing you want is for certain people to find out from Facebook or Twitter. I am so happy that that's not how I found out, because that would be really horrible. But now it's out and I can talk about it. And, you know, almost there were a couple of people with vague posts, so I could tell who had known. And one of my friends, we just started chatting with each other, sending back messages all day of support, which is good. And then when the post went public, we both were like, oh, it's up. We can talk about it. And I think I spent like the last 2 hours just going through Facebook and reading everything people had to say about him. Wonderful, wonderful things. Because he's a great guy. And it's not one of those things where, like, you know, when somebody gets sick or they die or whatever, and then suddenly everybody forgets their faults and starts saying how wonderful they are. And you're thinking to yourself, but he wasn't that great. It's different with Patrick because he was. I mean, he was a great guy and he was nice to everybody and everybody cared about him. And he was so humble and just sometimes he would do things that you were like, whoa, because it broke from that quiet personality. But, you know, he's really funny and fun and great. I'm just thinking of him humping the sliding glass door to my hotel room several Balticons ago, or dancing with him at the rave at this Balticon, or just chatting with him over Skype or Google Hangout. He's awesome. And like I said, he gives the best talks. But yeah, no, he's, when everybody says all of these things about him, they're 100% true. They're not just making it up because of his situation. He is everything they say he is. You know, there's no way to put it into words. There's some people in this world that are truly special and you can't help but like I can't think of a single person who could ever have anything bad to say about Patrick, because you can't, like, you just can't. So there's that. I knew Patrick as a friend before I ever read his stuff. I did not listen to Murder at Avedon Hill live. Thankfully, I did not have to wait for an episode. I could just streamline through it, which was awesome. And I remember as I was going through it, I kept sending him tweets. I was like, oh my gosh, this, and oh my gosh, that. And, you know, it actually inspired me to create a really fun gaming module that I played with my friends. And it is funny because he said that a lot of the book was inspired by a campaign. So I just remember that. It was just a lot of fun going back and forth with him about it. And he was talented, but he was a great guy. Like, just more than anything, he is a great guy. And I wish I could be there, you know, to hold his hand, to hug him, do whatever. But I can't. I haven't looked up the prices to see if I could fly down there. And it's about $800 more than I have. And I had some money saved up. I was going to try to go to my cousin's wedding. I'm going to end up just putting that on. There's a GoFundMe page that's been started. Patrick has daughters and he needs some help with the medical care and making him comfortable. So if you go to GoFundMe.com/PGFund, you can help out and it will be greatly appreciated. I can't even begin to think about what's going to go on with his family, but I'm just sitting here reeling and responding. And like I said, I just keep looking through pictures and looking at what everybody's writing. And it feels good to see that. But at the same time, it's just any minute something will start me crying. And that's okay. Because he matters. Fred and I and Rory, we made a video for him last night. So it can be played for him. He can't really talk on the phone or anything. It's not good. It's what happens. I've seen it before. I understand. So I hope you liked our video. It was like, I don't know, 2 or 3 minutes long maybe. And I tried to add some humor, little jokes that hopefully will make him at least inwardly smile. And I love him. And so I guess today is podcast is to tell you, don't leave things unsaid. Always make sure that the people you care about know that you care about them. And I care so much about my friends in the podcasting community and all over them, my role-playing friends and my family and people that I know. But since I'm on a podcast, I'm going to talk about the podcasting community. I care so much. I mean, there's some people that I've never even met and I feel like they're family, you know? There's a bunch of people I would have no problem letting them come into my home and stay there. There are people that I have sent money to when they were in times of trouble. There's just there's some people that are really, really special. And I hope they know that I care about them, because I do, every single one of them. And even those of you who, you know, we may not know each other very well, I still care. I mean, but many of the people at Balticon, I feel like, are family. And you can't let those things go unsaid. As one of the lessons that I learned when my brother died is you need to always leave people and leave things the way that you would be okay with when you're attending their funeral. And I know that's a very grim way of saying it, but it's the truth. It's how I deal with issues that I have with my father and my interactions with him. It's funny. He called tonight. I answered and we had a nice little brief chat. It's my father and I have a complicated relationship, but I always remind myself to leave things the way that I would be happy with them. And like I said, it sounds grim, but it's a good way to live your life. And I remember Pip talking about at Balticon that we never tell people what they mean to us. And everybody was making jokes that she was drunk, but she's right. We need to tell people that they are important to us all the time. So if I seem overly sappy sometime and I'm telling you that I love you, it's true. I do. And it's funny, I've been listening a lot to the other podcasts on this feed. Dave Schlosser always says, "I love you" at the end of it. It's kind of cute. And Dave is awesome. I genuinely believe him when he says that. Dave, I wish you'd come to Balticon again. And then Derek started doing that. And, you know, it's true. We got to tell people these things. So I love you guys. And it's not me being sappy. And it's not just because I'm sad about my friend. It's the truth. Before I moved away, I remember telling a friend of mine, just in a text, I was like telling her that I loved her. And she's just like, "Was that supposed to come to me?" Yes, yes, that was supposed to go to you, Stephanie. Because it's true. You know, people matter and they need to know. So how'd I do? Do I sound like I'm crying? I'm totally crying. I totally failed, but I didn't swear, but we're all thinking it. The F word and cancer. Yeah, we're all thinking it. And that's that. So I leave you with a promo for another awesome podcast. And I hope you like it, because hopefully it's a little cheerier than I am. Good night.
If you're looking for a podcast that caters to both readers and writers, Tail Chasing is the place to be. Readers get a behind-the-scenes peek at what goes into your favorite author's books, as well as a quickie read into the books you might not have found yet. Writers come and get tips and tricks from awesome authors and learn how I'm facing the road ahead to publication. If you love books, come to Tail Chasing. TaleChasing.com.
Netty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios. You can find us at nimlas.org/blog. Contact feedback at nuttybites@nimlas.org. Call our voicemail line at 347-NUTTY-42 or 347-688-8942. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Basically, you can share it, you can send it around to your friends, just don't change it, don't sell it, don't try to make any money off of it, and link back to me, my site, and everything.